You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
It's episode 200, part two, second verse, same as the first. My name's Moxie, and this is your brain on facts. If you need to avoid pig-based products for medical or moral reasons, good luck to you, friend. Pig derivatives can be used in safety gloves, collagen for plastic surgery, energy bars, low-fat butter, chewing gum, x-ray film, drug capsules, ballistic gelatin, bread flour improver, tambourines, heart valves, cheap wine corks, stabilizing propellant for bullet making, inkjet paper, concrete, match heads, bone china, the brakes for trains, yogurt, fabric softener, beer, wine, ice cream, biodiesel, soap, shampoo, crayons, cigarette filters, toothpaste, even paintbrushes. Reindeer noses are so packed with blood vessels that they can in fact turn red. The cold, dry Arctic air is warmed by capillaries and moistened by a thick layer of mucus. Reindeer can breathe in air that's negative 40 degrees Celsius, which is also negative 40 degrees Fahrenheit. And by the time it reaches their lungs, the air is positive 38 degrees Celsius. That's 100 degrees Fahrenheit, by the way, in a single second. The air is then cooled by about 20 degrees before it exits the nose, and the moisture is recaptured in the nasal mucus. Lots of lies get spread on purpose as part of wartime propaganda, but sometimes it just happens. A newspaper accidentally swapped the captions between two pictures, one of the war and the other about dead horses being processed into soap and other products. This helped fuel a belief that the Germans were making soap out of human bodies. It wasn't uncommon for concentration camp guards to threaten captives with being killed and turned into soap, so this looked like proof. There is no evidence of any organized efforts to make soap out of human corpses.
Hi everyone, this is Nick McGill, co-host of Talk Tull to Me, a weekly Jethro Tull deep dive. Did you know that Jethro Tull frontman Ian Anderson is so epically prolific that he once performed a flute duet with astronaut Katie Coleman as she was circling Earth aboard the International Space Station? Seriously, you can find the footage on YouTube. It's great. She floats down, her hair's all over the place, looks just like Ian Anderson did about 60 years ago.
The Argentinian army has 20 llamas on staff with Artillery Group 5. Their job is operational movements, basically carrying materials and ordnance through remote and treacherous mountains in the country's northern province. A pair of British officers in India got into a quarrel and decided the best way to settle it was a duel with pistols. But they had a hard time setting a date. Their letter writing to schedule it went back and forth for 5 years. They eventually just gave up. No word on if the inciting disagreement was ever resolved. The classic 70s rock band Steely Dan, which is a whole band and not one person named Dan, takes its name from a steam-powered marital aid from the William S. Burroughs novel, The Naked Lunch. The Most Unwanted Song is an avant-garde novelty song created by artists Komar and Melamed and composer Dave Soldier in 1997. The song was designed to annoy listeners with cowboy music and opera singer rapping, bagpipes, because some of y'all got no taste and don't know bagpipes are awesome, and a children's choir that urged listeners to shop at Walmart. According to a study by the Weizmann Institute of Science, women's tears contain chemical signals that decrease sexual arousal and testosterone levels in men. That being said, the actual effects of pheromones on human beings, if any, is still very much debated.
Hello, greetings, and good day. My name's Keith Gala. I'm the host of the Pop-Up Filmcast, and That was great, wasn't it? As well as co-host on The Monster Hunters. Congratulations on 200 episodes of Your Brain on Facts. That is a huge milestone. Over on That Was Great, Wasn't It? We're currently watching 1985's Bigfoot and the Muscle Machines, about the Bigfoot truck, not the cuddly cryptid. So why not share some Bigfoot knowledge? The original Bigfoot debuted in 1979. It was built and driven by Bob Chandler. And since then, due to high demand, vehicle updates, specialty creation, etc., there have been 20 different Bigfoot feet, 40 plus paint schemes, and a handful of specialty versions and competition loophole naming conventions. One was created specifically for the movie Roadhouse, and most recently a virtual Bigfoot was used in the 2018 film Ready Player One. Bigfoot was the first named monster truck to have a video game, published for the Nintendo system in 1990 by Acclaim Entertainment. So that is, it's just a very little bit about Bigfoot. I mean, it's a much deeper rabbit hole you could go down. I will say that nowhere in the wikis and the other research does it ever mention Yank Justice, the driver in the cartoon Bigfoot and the Muscle Machines. Yank is the man with Bigfoot is the trucks, big and strong, lean and mean, and that seems like a real misnote. Back to what really matters. So congratulations again on the milestone. That's huge. That was great, wasn't it?
After a flood of heaps of piles of anti-spam hate mail from American GIs during World War II, which the Hormel company kept in their scurrilous file, founder Jay Hormel defended the product, saying, "If they think spam is terrible, they ought to have eaten the bully beef we had in the last war." The film Dr. No features a replica of the painting Portrait of the Duke of Wellington by Goya in the villain's lair. The original had been stolen a year earlier. The replica was used in the film and, like the original, also stolen. In 1885, there was a run on a bank in Sacramento, California. Hearing this, a successful cattle dealer rode on horseback nonstop through February snow from Sacramento to Portland, Oregon, to outrun the ship carrying the news of the bank's collapse to all of its branches. He was able to successfully withdraw all of his money. India's only flying ace, meaning a pilot with at least 5 kills, was Indra Lal Roy. He served in the Royal Flying Corps of Britain in World War I, where he claimed 10 aerial victories, 5 aircraft destroyed, and 5 down out of control in just over 170 hours of flying time. He was 19. Ever notice how books have 2 barcodes, one UPC and one ISBN? The International Standard Book Number was invented by British retailer W.H. Smith's because they were moving to a computerized warehouse system in 1967.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm reading this for the Ready, Set, Roll podcast. Did you know that it is possible to reach speeds of 900 miles per hour? That's 1,448.41 kilometers per hour in Dungeons & Dragons 5e. Through a series of class combining and aid from your friends, you can break the sound barrier. Survival not included.
Despite the observable universe's vastness, it only takes 39 or 40 digits of pi to calculate its size to an accuracy of 1 hydrogen atom. Because of this, NASA only uses 15 digits of pi in even their most high-accuracy calculation. Now there's a nerd tattoo for you. But people, please, please, I don't care what you saw in Stranger Things. Do not tattoo numbers on your forearms. The reason that so many Marvel Comics characters have alliteration in their names, like Peter Parker, Bruce Banner, is so that Stan Lee could remember their names. Otherwise, he would simply forget them and sometimes change characters' names midstream. Nanny Doss, a serial killer known as the Giggling Granny, the Lonely Hearts Killer, the Black Widow, and Lady Bluebeard. After her 5th husband died, it was revealed that she had killed the previous 4 husbands, 2 of her sisters, 2 of her children, her mother, 2 grandsons, and her mother-in-law. J.W. Westcott II is a 45-foot-long tugboat operating out of Detroit, Michigan, that has its own postal code. That's because it's a floating post office. The ship acts as a contracted mail courier, delivering mail and packages to vessels that are underway. It's the only floating post office in the U.S. Don't believe cable companies that tease you with phrases like speed of light when talking about fiber optics. The refractive index of the cable material, even the quality of the insulation, can slow the signal. A Cat 5e connection, for example, propagates signal at approximately 64% the speed of light.
Hey, everybody, this is Drew from the Real Feels podcast, and I have an interesting fact for you. Now, Forrest Gump always tells us that life is like a box of chocolates, or at least that's what his mama always said. However, have you ever wondered where those chocolates came from that ended up on your pillow in the hotels? Well, in the 1950s, allegedly, it is Cary Grant who we have to thank for these chocolates. Now, Cary Grant, being one of the funniest yet most debonair actors of his generation, apparently and inadvertently began the whole tradition while staying at the Mayfair Hotel, which soon became the Magnolia St. Louis in downtown St. Louis. Now, Josh Chetwynd, author of Book of Nice, a nice book about nice things for nice people, explains this story. On a trip to St. Louis in the 1950s, Grant wanted to add a sugary dash of romance to a liaison at the local Mayfair Hotel. Although he was married to actress Betsy Drake at the time, Grant had another friend lined up. He allegedly fashioned a trail of chocolates leading to his penthouse suite sitting room into the bedroom before ending up on his pillow. Along with the chocolate was a letter. Now, according to the manager on duty, he caught wind of Grant's ploy and, though discreet about his provenance, started the regular practice of leaving nighttime chocolates on the guest's pillow. This has been Drew from the Real Feels podcast. Be sure to catch our movie reviews where we review one movie genre at a time every other Wednesday. And of course, congratulations to Moxie and Your Brain on Facts on 200 episodes. Love you, Mox.
July 1st is moving day in Quebec. Because of a previous law, the vast majority of leases in Quebec end on or around July 1st. As much as 4% of the population can move house at the same time. Moving companies work round the clock, with charges often three times the normal rate. About 2-4% of money on gift cards goes unused every year. That adds up to between $2 and $4 billion just in the U.S. For companies, it's called breakage revenue. In 2019, Nordstrom had breakage revenue of $17 million and Cheesecake Factory restaurant $8 million. Starbucks had breakage revenue of more than $140 million. So yeah, either use those gift cards or maybe give them to someone who needs them. The death of ancient Greek athlete Theagenes wasn't enough to get one of his rivals to bury the hatchet. The rival attacked a statue of Theagenes, which fell over on him, killing him stone dead. But wait, there's more. The statue was then put on trial, convicted of murder, and exiled by being thrown into the sea. Kamakivi is a large balancing rock in Finland. The 7-meter-long boulder lies on a convex bedrock surface with a very small footprint touching, but so firmly in place that it cannot be dislodged by human idiots. Well, not without heavy machinery, at least. Get me a time machine and take me to the Elephantine Colossus, a 200-foot-tall, elephant-shaped hotel that was built on Coney Island in 1885. It housed a concert hall, museum, observatory, and more. It later became a brothel that burnt down under mysterious circumstances.
Hello, lovers of fun facts. This is Harris from the Sleep Whispers podcast. Normally, I whisper my fun facts in my podcast to help my listeners fall asleep. So instead, I'll just speak my fun fact for you. Which has been an Olympic event? Tug of war, jump rope, or darts? The answer is, tug of war was an Olympic event in 1900 and 1920. If you want to hear more fun facts, but in a whisper, then check out the Trivia Time episodes of my Sleep Whispers podcast.
NASA research has created over 1,900 spin-off products, including memory foam, dust busters, and cochlear implants for the deaf. But contrary to popular belief, NASA did not invent Tang, Velcro, or Teflon. The Pacific island of Guadalcanal and the Mexican city of Guadalajara have the same origin to their name, the Arabic word wadi, meaning valley. The office cubicle was created by designer Robert Prost and released in 1968 under the name Action Office 2. You can almost picture the catalog in all of the earth tones. It was meant to encourage spontaneous conversation and idea sharing. It has proven to decrease morale, but increase the spread of communicable disease. Truly, history's greatest villain. The Farallon Islands off the California coast has the highest density rodent population of any island in the world, with over 1,000 mice per acre. Sorry, Mom. Visitors to the island can, at times, see the ground moving when the mice are burrowing through their tunnels. The first ever film performed entirely in American Sign Language was 1975's Defula. It was released with no audio track whatsoever, but later releases got a dub track for the hearing audiences. And yes, it is about a deaf vampire.
You ever wonder why the Sonic 3 soundtrack was so jammin'? Well, what if I told you white gloves weren't the only connection between the Blue Blur and the King of Pop? That's right, MJ himself worked on the Sonic 3 soundtrack, but asked not to be credited due to dissatisfaction with the limited sound quality of 16 bits. That doesn't mean he wasn't happy with the work, though, as many of his later songs sampled, if not directly copied, many of the riffs, beats, and melodies of this 1994 classic. This fun fact is brought to you by Adam Gray of the Middle Age Gaming Podcast, a collection of late Gen X and early millennial gamers discussing everything from gaming plots, predictions, and philosophies to balancing time with work, spouses, and offspring. Pretty much anywhere podcasts are available.
In 1972, Bhutan issued a set of 7 talking stamps, miniature one-sided vinyl records with adhesive backs that could be affixed to letters, but also played on a standard turntable. The stamps featured audio recordings of folk songs, the national anthem, and the history of Bhutan, either in its national language or in English. The mile was defined by ancient Roman armies marching 1,000 paces, mille passes. The nautical mile, however, is based on the size of the earth. Wait, if a mile is based on people marching, is that why miles break down into feet? Remind me to Google that later. If you have a bladder the size of a filbert, as I do, or a penchant for the munchies, and always miss 5 minutes in the middle of every movie, hit the cinemas in Iceland, Switzerland, Egypt, Turkey, and India instead, where 10-minute intermissions during movies are standard. Talk about a niche hobby. Parahawking is an activity that combines paragliding, that's the one where you have a narrow parachute and a big fan strapped to your ass, with falconry. Birds of prey are trained to fly with the paragliders, guiding them to thermal updrafts. Disney doesn't own the copyright to their theme tune When You Wish Upon a Star from 1940's Pinocchio. The rights to that song, as well as several other Disney songs, were sold in 1933 to a music publisher because Disney, quote, had no means of commercially exploiting them at the time.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Bento from the Teach Two Dumb Dudes podcast, bringing you an interesting podcasting fact. 94% of podcast listeners tune in while doing other tasks. The most common tasks people do while listening include chores, exercising, shopping, and running errands. So be sure to check us out at teach2dumbdudes.com. That's the number 2. And give us a listen while you're doing your tasks.
Let Mysteries at Midnight be your destination for detective whodunits and captivating mystery stories. You'll hear classic stories like Sherlock Holmes, Agatha Christie's Poirot, and short tales from H.G. Wells, Charles Dickens, Edgar Allan Poe, and others. I'm Christopher, and I read these classic stories in the soothing style of a bedtime story, so you can listen to them in bed when you drift off to sleep. I also host the number one sleep podcast in the world called Sleep Cove, where millions drift off to meditations, hypnosis, and bedtime stories. We soon realized that listeners wanted to hear our mystery stories all in one place, so we created Mysteries at Midnight, where you can listen to all new tales every week. Search for Mysteries at Midnight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app, and follow and subscribe so you don't miss out on new episodes. So why don't you pick a story now? And can you guess the twist?
A lot happens every day. Cut through some of the noise by listening to What's New with Wired, a podcast that provides in-depth coverage on technology and culture. With new episodes released every weekday, you can catch up on all the major events you missed, from AI developments to business updates to new scientific theories. It helps you make sense of what's happening in the world. Plus, each episode is usually pretty short. You can easily squeeze it in on your way to work or during a lunch break. So stay updated with the award-winning journalism from Wired. Listen to What's New with Wired wherever you get your podcasts. That's What's New with Wired wherever you get your podcasts.
The color of U.S. Navy Coast Guard vessel hulls indicates their function. White hulls are patrol, life-saving, and law enforcement. Black do construction and maintenance. Red are icebreakers. Now, icebreakers don't actually crack the ice with the sharp bow of the ship. Rather, they break it by first riding the bow up on top of the ice and crushing it under their weight. The only cat successfully launched into space was Felicet, launched on October 18, 1963 from the Algerian desert. Like Laika in Russia, Felicet was a stray, but unlike Laika, Felicet got to come back to Earth alive. Palenquero, a Spanish-based Creole spoken in the Colombian town of San Basilio de Palenque, sorry Spanish speakers around the world, mixes Spanish with Kikongo, a language spoken in the Congo region of Africa. It is the last Spanish-based Creole language of its kind in Latin America. Competitive eater, why is that a thing? Edward Archbald died in 2012 after winning a cockroach eating contest. After the contest, he choked to death as his airway became obstructed with, quote, arthropod body parts. His prize in the contest had been a pet python. Speaking of Florida, because that absolutely did happen in South Florida, Florida has almost 8,500 miles or over 13,000 kilometers of shoreline, which, if made into a straight line, would be more than a third the circumference of the Earth.
Hi, this is Paul Anthony from the Escape Pod Cast, a weekly show about the mobile game Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. My fun fact is that before acting in Episode 4, Mark Hamill had never seen a Star Wars film. Another fun fact is that the sun takes up 99.86% of our solar system. In fact, to put that into perspective, you can fit over 1 million Earths inside the sun and still have some space for blue milk.
The first episode of Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares tried saving a bookmaking front for the Bonanno crime family. Failed restaurateur Peter Pellegrino, also called Peter Pasta, was disavowed by the crime family he was trying to make a name in. Some people are born tongue-tied. This anomaly restricts mobility of the tongue due to an unusually short, thick lingual frenulum. That's the membrane connecting the bottom of your tongue to the floor of your mouth. The condition is very easily fixed by little snip-snip. Singapore has the longest, fully automated, driverless metro system in the world. It currently has over 120 miles, or about 200 kilometers, of automated lines, with an additional 27 miles, or 40 kilometers, planned to be completed by 2024. Second place to them, the Shanghai Metro, with 102 miles, or 164 kilometers, of automated line. Leon Lederman, recipient of the Nobel Prize in Physics and author of The God Particle, faced overwhelming medical debt at the end of his life and was forced to sell his Nobel Prize to pay it off. Sad as that is, at least he wasn't trying to sell an Oscar to pay his bills. You're only allowed to sell them back to the Academy for the princely sum of $1. Behold the greatest statue in the world, Fonte delle Tette in Treviso, North Italy. A 16th century statue of a topless woman sprinkling water from each nipple. During festivals and celebrations, she dispenses wine, red and white, free for all to drink.
This is Ed Kennard from The Greatest Song Ever Sung Poorly. And here's, of course, a karaoke fact. While Daisuke Inoue is often credited as the creator of karaoke as we know it today, he never patented his singing machine. He did continue to make a living off of karaoke, though. He created, patented, and sold a pesticide that kept roaches and rats from damaging the internal components of karaoke machines.
Venomous injuries from hornets, wasps, and bees result in an average of 56 fatalities per year in the U.S., compared to about one per year by alligators. The Ignalina power plant in eastern Lithuania is identical to the Chernobyl plant. The plant remained operational until 2009 and was the set for the HBO Chernobyl miniseries. So at least you know the set was accurate. For millennia, Europeans had no idea where birds went in the wintertime. The mystery was partially solved in 1822 when a German hunter shot down a stork. The stork had a 30-inch or 80-centimeter-long Central African spear through its neck. This provided the first evidence that birds migrate from Europe to Africa and back. When Celso Moguel, a Mexican soldier fighting for Pancho Villa, was captured and sentenced to death without trial in 1915, he was shot 9 times in the body and once in the head, but survived and lived, albeit disfigured, until 1976. The world's longest golf course is in the scrubland of Australia, over 800 miles or 1,300 kilometers long, with lots of, we'll call them unique hazards. This par 72 course takes as much as a week to play, longer if you keep hitting your ball into the scrub or suffer the indignity of having it stolen by an errant dingo.
Hi, my name is Kevin, and I'm host of The Jury Room, a true crime podcast. I want to say congratulations on 200 episodes. Such an amazing feat. Congratulations. But did you know that Yoda, Mrs. Piggy, and Cookie Monster were all voiced by one person? It might sound like the most ambitious crossover since Avengers: Infinity War, but Frank Oz provided the voice of all these characters from Star Wars, The Muppet Show, and Sesame Street. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.
One of the unifiers of Japan, Toyotomi Hideyoshi, once built an entire castle in secret near a castle he was sieging. After 80 days, he had the trees covering his castle cut down, making it look like it had sprung up overnight. His enemies surrendered with quickness. George Orwell's 1984 was originally titled The Last Man in Europe. Orwell also considered 1980 and 1982 before settling on 1984. The idea that it was just an inversion of the year it was written, 1948, there really is no evidence for. Ghost ships, where a ship is found floating abandoned and it's not clear what happened to the crew, still happen. The most recent occurrence was in January of 2021, when the Yongyu Sing No. 18 out of Taiwan was discovered adrift near Midway Island with all the crew and a lifeboat missing. The Kereru, a type of wood pigeon from New Zealand, has earned a reputation as the drunkest bird in the country. It's been known to fall from trees after consuming rotten fruit that has fermented. During the summer, when fruit is abundant, kereru are sometimes taken to wildlife centers to sober up. It's like a drunk tank for birds.
This is David, the producer from the Unreadable Rant podcast. Here's a fact that will keep you up at night. A 10-year-old mattress weighs double what it did when you bought it new. This is due to the debris that absorbs over time. That debris includes dust mites, droppings, mold, millions of dead skin cells, dandruff, animal and human hair, secretions, excretions, lint, pollen, dust, soil, sand, and a lot of perspiration. Another fun fact is that the average person loses perspiration at the rate of a quart a day. Sleep on that.
Joseph Trombino, a security guard for the Brinks Armored Car Company, was seriously injured during a robbery in 1981, was almost killed in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, and ultimately did die in the 9/11 attack on the World Trade Center, all while on the job. I almost wish I was still in retail so I could drop that fact without provocation or warning on the Loomis Car Company guys when they come in with the change order. When Charlie Hall was trying to invent the waterbed in the 1960s, he polled doctors and physical therapists about how to make the human body more comfortable, and whirlpools kept coming up repeatedly. The first thing he tried was a chair filled with gelatin, but it weighed 300 pounds. More recently, designer Pooyan Mokhtarani came up with a chair that used water-filled cushions for comfort, which looks basically like a giant metal pelvis held up by Loki's horns. Presented for the benefit of several listeners, probably the only thing nice I'm ever going to say about George Lucas. When Mel Brooks approached him for permission to parody Star Wars really quite closely with Spaceballs, Lucas not only gave Brooks his blessing, he also gave him Industrial Light and Magic to provide the space effects and post-production. Still sucks what Lucas did to his wife, though. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, get your hands on the Your Brain on Facts book. It's the very last chapter. After becoming the first Black woman to argue in front of the U.S. Supreme Court and winning 9 out of 10 landmark civil rights cases, Constance Baker Motley became a U.S. Judicial Court judge and handed down a decision giving female sports reporters equal access to Major League Baseball locker rooms. Locust swarms fly with the wind at roughly the same speed and can cover between 60 and 120 miles or 1 to 200 kilometers a day. They can fly vertically up to about 6,600 feet or 2,000 meters above sea level, at which point the cold temperatures stop them. That means that they can't cross tall mountain ranges, and they also don't venture into or through rainforests. Before you feel too safe, swarms have been reported to cross the Atlantic Ocean from Africa to the Caribbean in 10 days. Robin Williams was offered and accepted the role of the Joker in the 1989 film Batman. Warner Brothers had only made the offer to bait their first choice, Jack Nicholson, into signing on, which he did. Williams was furious, understandably so, and demanded an apology from the studio. That was a real Richard motion, as we say, but I gotta say that Williams circa 1988 would not have been right for the tone of that movie.
Hi, I'm Jennifer with What I Had Heard Was, and I'm here to tell you about The Simpsons. It is the longest-running television show, beginning December 17th of 1989, and it is currently still running.
The Great Pyramid of Giza has 8 sides, not 4. Each side is actually made of 2 panels that meet at a very shallow angle. Lake Superior State University in Michigan has a Department of Natural Unicorns and has been issuing unicorn questing licenses since 1971. The questing season is every day except Valentine's Day or times when Santa or the Tooth Fairy are around. And as a rule, they discourage the use of simulated virgins.
Everybody shush! William Shatner has something to say.
Cat and Jethro, box of oddities.
What do you do when the woman you love dies? Well, of course, you dig her up and you live with her.
Aww.
The show examines weird things.
There are plenty of old photographs from this time period of children out in the streets playing in and among the dead horse carcasses.
Oh, I miss those days. Things used to be so much simpler.
Cat and Jethro.
Then there's the urine wheel, which sounds like a really bad game show.
They've done weird things.
Wheel of Urine!
Cat Cat and Jethro Box of Oddities. That is really mysterious.
Join Cat and Jethro Gilligan Toth for the strange, the bizarre, the unexpected, as they lift the lid and cautiously peer inside the Box of Oddities.
The Webby Award-winning Box of Oddities podcast from Airwave Media.
With Wired Science, you can geek out all you want. It's a podcast for anyone obsessed with math, science, space, biology, or technology. And it provides in-depth coverage on current news and discoveries. From strange diseases that turn your tongue fuzzy to tech that'll help crops grow from space. New episodes are released nearly every day, and they're typically under 10 minutes, so you can easily make them a part of your daily routine. Listen in the morning while you're getting ready, or during lunch while you check NASA's astronomy picture of the day. Check out Wired Science now, wherever you get your podcasts. That's Wired Science, wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1909, Kellogg's pioneered the first cereal box prize. The free book, the Funny Jungle Land Moving Pictures book, was offered to in-store customers with the purchase of two cereals. Later in 1945, Kellogg's inserted pin-back buttons into each box of Pep cereal. Now, I have no way of knowing how much sugar a mid-century cereal called Pep would have in it, but I'm going to guess all of it. Two other people were supposed to be assassinated along with President Abraham Lincoln. One of these was Lincoln's vice president, Andrew Johnson. The man assigned to kill Johnson instead got cold feet, got drunk, and didn't go. The remains of Dr. Joseph Mengele, the Nazi war criminal nicknamed the Angel of Death for the sadistic medical experiments he conducted on concentration camp prisoners, are in Brazil, where he fled after the war and ultimately died. His remains are being used to teach forensic science. Normally, I would stamp my foot over post-mortem body disposition consent, but Brazil can have a pass on that one.
Hello, Your Brain on Facts listeners. This is Sean Ennis from Ink and Ash, a short story podcast. And first off, Moxie, congratulations on 200 episodes worth of facts. Here are a few facts to add to the collection. These ones are about Washington Irving, who lived from 1783 to 1859 and gave us the story of Rip Van Winkle and the legend of Sleepy Hollow, along with a surprising amount of still relevant cultural nuggets for a guy who died over 150 years ago. In his first book, Knickerbocker's History of New York, Irving gave us the word knickerbocker, which at the time was used to refer to a New Yorker. That term may be familiar to you as it's the namesake of the NBA's New York Knicks. Irving was also the first person to refer to New York as Gotham City. That's right, Batman's hometown was not an original name. Irving also coined the phrase the Almighty Dollar in his story called The Creole Village, and he was also responsible for the myth that in the time of Christopher Columbus, most people thought the earth was flat while Columbus believed it to be round. This, of course, is not true, but Irving proclaimed it to be so in his 1828 book, A History of the Life and Voyages of Christopher Columbus. Irving is also responsible for much of how we celebrate Christmas today. Charles Dickens gets a lot of credit for doing this with his Christmas stories, but Irving laid the foundation for Christmas traditions before the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future made their first appearances. Moxie, thanks again for having me on the show, and here's to another 200 episodes.
Iceland and the UK almost went to war in the 70s over fishing rights for cod. And that was only resolved when the UK backed down due to Iceland's threat to close its NATO base, which would have been disastrous at the time, as this was the middle of the Cold War. Mary Anning, who discovered the first ichthyosaurus fossil at age 12, would go on to discover many, many more and revolutionize the science of paleontology. However, due to being a woman in the early 1800s, she rarely received any credit for her discoveries. But she is the she in She Sells Seashells by the Seashore, so she's got that going for her, which is nice. In 1846, Joseph Leidy became the first person to solve a crime using a microscope. A farmer accused of murder claimed that the blood on his clothes was chicken blood, highly plausible and impossible to disprove up until that point. But Leidy examined the red blood cells and found that it was, in fact, human blood. Contrary to popular belief, the city of New York was not named directly after York in England, but for the Duke of York, who was later crowned King James II. When England seized the area from the Dutch, he was appointed as its proprietor by his older brother, King Charles II. As for the previous name, New Amsterdam, that is exactly what you think. Pluto's moon Charon, or Charon, or Chiron, no one knows how it's pronounced, has a rusty red section crowning its polar region. New Horizons investigators discovered that it comes from methane gas escaping from Pluto's atmosphere due to its weak gravity and freezing on Charon.
From IFL Science and DallasZoo.com, I learned that female giraffes don't have a set menstrual or estrous cycle, so the male has to be creative. To see if she's ovulating, the male will headbutt the lovely lady in her stomach until she pees on him. And he tastes it to see if it's just right for loving time. Trust me, I didn't wake up with the phrase male giraffe mating rituals on my mind this morning, but the bots were listening when I said I was looking for an interesting tidbit to submit. Congratulations on 200 episodes, Moxie. Love life, life's comedy. My name is CJ Emmanuel. Please check out my podcast about life and my pursuit of stand-up comedy. Subscribe to Love Life's Comedy on Facebook, YouTube, and your favorite podcast provider.
In 2016, for its one-year anniversary, the Filipino game show Wow Wow Wee planned a massive blowout live event episode with tons of prizes for the 5,000 people they anticipated would attend the taping. 30,000 people showed up. Someone in production mistakenly announced that only 300 people were going to be allowed in, and a stampede resulted that injured over 400 and killed more than 70. The ruins of Great Zimbabwe in Africa were constructed with geometric precision sufficient to keep it together without mortar, and had religious sculptures matching the sophistication of other civilizations at the time. Chinese and Persian artifacts found at the site also prove that they had far-reaching trade networks. There were several different kinds of mammoths. The most commonly known, the woolly mammoth, was one of the smaller ones, comparable to a modern elephant. At one time, mammoths lived across North Africa, Eurasia, and into Central America. The last mammoth population lived on Wrangel Island in the East Siberian Sea, at the same time the Great Pyramids were being built. Helium was first discovered in 1868 on the sun. Astronomers at the time noticed a certain wavelength in sunlight which could not be produced by any known element at the time. It was thought that the gas was present only on the sun, thus was named after the Greek god Helios. In 1950, the country of Jordan's population was less than 500,000. 72 years later, and with less territory than they had originally, the population is now estimated to be 8 million.
Hi, I'm Steve Silverman, and since 2008, I've been recording the Useless Information podcast. Did you know that Martin Van Buren, who's the 8th president of the United States, he was both the first president born in the United States, in other words, he wasn't born under colonial rule, and he's the only president who spoke English as a second language. Van Buren's native language was Dutch.
2008's Iron Man, the movie that launched the MCU, was only the 8th highest grossing film that year. It was beaten out by movies like Kung Fu Panda and Madagascar: Escape to Africa. Self-taught inventor and engineer E. Lillian Todd was the first woman to design and build an airplane, only 3 years after the Wright brothers' first flight. She wanted to test it herself, but was denied a permit to fly because, guess why they wouldn't give her a permit. Todd is also credited with inventing and patenting a cabinet with a folding table, a cannon that can be triggered by a solar power, a sundial, and an Aeolian harp device that you could attach to a tree. Which sounds delightful. In 1991, a musician on a sinking cruise ship coordinated the rescue of passengers when the captain abandoned them. everyone lived thanks to Moss Hill's actions and the rest of the entertainers who helped him. He was the last person to leave the ship. Cecil Chubb was the last person to own Stonehenge. Stonehenge had been put up for auction in 1915, and Chubb bought it on a whim. It was speculated he bought the stones as a present for his wife, and she didn't want them. So he donated Stonehenge to England in 1918 and was made a baronet. It's like a baron, but I think slightly smaller. King Simeon II of Bulgaria was exiled in 1946 after Bulgaria became communist. He returned 50 years later in 1996 after the fall of communism and later became the prime minister. He is the only living person who was born with the title Tsar and the last person to be so.
Hey, this is Tandy from My Handle is Jonathan Blade. Did you know that CDs can store up to 700 megabytes of data? DVDs can store up to 8 gigabytes of data, and Blu-ray discs can store up to 50 gigabytes of data. Soon, thanks to a technique called 5D digital storage, an inert piece of glass the size of a CD will be able to store up to 500 terabytes of data. In the near future, you'll no longer have a need for your display case of movies and music. Congratulations on 200 episodes, and thanks, Moxie.
In 1911, Antarctic explorer George Murray Levick observed the sexual habits of Adelie penguins. He found they engaged in coercion, necrophilia, and homosexuality. The report was deemed too indecent to publish at the time and sat forgotten for 100 years, finally being published in 2012. The FBI and its then-director, J. Edgar Hoover, refused to acknowledge the existence of the Mafia. It was only when a state trooper watched the home of mobster Joe Barbara on a hunch that he stumbled into a meeting of around 100 members, pretty unequivocally confirming their existence. To save Hawaiian culture and people from disappearing, the last king of the Hawaiian kingdom, Kalekaua, went on a world tour in 1881. He traveled to Asia, the Middle East, Europe, and through the U.S., and became the first reigning monarch to ever circumnavigate the globe. Despite a 40-plus year career and tons of singles, Weird Al's song White and Nerdy is his first and only song to reach the top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100. It peaked at number 9 in 2006. What do we think about Daniel Radcliffe playing Weird Al? I mean, in the trailers, he looks like he's having a blast. But he's a good 7 inches shorter than Yankovic, though. It's kind of the same thing as his role in The Young Doctor's Notebook. Highly recommend, it's on the Tubi app right now, where he supposedly grows up to be John Hamm in like a decade. If you were to die in space, your body would not decompose in the usual way, what with the characteristic lack of oxygen and everything. If you were near a source of heat, your body would mummify. If not, it would freeze. If your body were sealed in a spacesuit, it would decompose, but only as long as the oxygen lasted.
Hi, my name is Dimple Dabalia, and I am one of the hosts of What Would Ted Lasso Do? My fun fact is that multiple Star Wars lead actors have struggled with a habit of making their own sound effects for fight scenes, to the point where numerous takes needed to be reshot because you could see the actors making lightsaber noises. It's true. Thanks.
Pioneering physician Mary Putnam Jacoby was one of the first women to publish articles in medical journals. Her last publication was titled Description of the Early Symptoms of the Meningeal Tumor Compressing the Cerebellum, from which the author died, written by herself. The Channel Island of Sark is one of the few places in the world where cars are banned from the roads. Only tractors and horse-drawn vehicles are allowed. In 2011, Sark was designated as the first dark sky island in the world. A dark sky preserve is an area, usually surrounding a park or observatory, that restricts artificial light pollution. Composer John Williams has been nominated for 51 Academy Awards, winning 5 of them, second only to Walt Disney, who had 59. Williams' nominations span six decades, receiving his first for Valley of the Dolls in 1968 and his most recent, Star Wars The Last Jedi, 2018. Curry has a longer history of being served in Britain than fish and chips. The first Indian restaurant opened in 1809, and the first fish and chips wasn't served till 1858 at the earliest. Shakespeare's Globe, a reconstruction of the original Globe Theatre, is the first and only building in the City of London permitted to have a thatched roof since the Great Fire of 1666.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ashley Bray, and I am a wildlife biologist and one of the hosts of the Get Out Alive podcast, a podcast where we talk about animal attacks, why they happened, and how we can avoid them. And today, I'm going to share a fact with you about sloth bears. Sloth bears are considered the world's deadliest bear, despite the fact that they mostly eat insects and fruit. There's only an estimated 20,000 sloth bears left in the wild. However, they typically kill more than a dozen people a year. To put that into perspective, brown bears kill around 6 people a year on average, and they outnumber sloth bears tenfold. Thanks so much, and if you'd like to hear the Get Out Alive podcast, you can find us on any podcast streaming platform that you find this one on.
If you should find yourself lost while walking in Manhattan's Central Park, know that each lamppost has a set of numbers at the base. The first two or three numbers indicate the closest cross street, and the last number indicates which side of town you're closest to. An odd number indicates you're on the west side, and an even number means the east. The Denny's Diner chain can be found in 49 out of 50 U.S. states. The only state without one? It's not Hawaii, Alaska, or Puerto Rico. It's Delaware. If you've ever wondered why the Kinks song Lola sometimes says tastes like Coca-Cola and sometimes tastes like cherry cola, that's because the band had to quick, fast, in a hurry record a new version so it could play in certain European countries. The BBC, for example, didn't allow any corporate references, whether positive or negative. The Kinks song Plastic Man had also been banned by the BBC, this time for having the word bum in it, and they weren't going to risk that happening again. And fact number 200, the Appalachian Mountains are older than the Atlantic Ocean. The Appalachians are among the oldest mountains on Earth, between 400 million and a billion years old, whereas the Atlantic Ocean only formed about 135 million years ago. And that's where we run out of ideas, at least for today. Thank you so much to all of the other podcasters who contributed facts for the show, and of course, all of my fabulous listeners, some of whom have been here since episode one. I literally could not do this without you. This podcast is part of the Airwave Media Network. Get more information at airwavemedia.com. In this narrow circumstance, the source links are not available on the website, but the script is at yourbrainonfacts.com. Thanks for spending part of your day with me, and stay safe.
Do you love history but hate when it's stuffy and boring? Well, look no further and join me, Katie Charlwood, your friendly neighborhood social scientist and reader of books, as I delve into unsolved historical mysteries, murders by gaslight, and of course, women who have been misrepresented through all time. On Who Did What Now, the history podcast that's not your history class. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.